I thank you. Is there any other request for the floor? I see no requests, so please, I would now proceed with my concluding remarks. Distinguished delegates, we have reached the end of the 22nd session of the Working Group on the Right to Development. I take this opportunity to thank all those who have participated in these discussions and have made this outcome possible. I want to particularly thank the working group for continuing to entrust their confidence in me and for re-electing me as the chair of this working group. I am deeply honored by this gesture, and I would like to assure you that I would do my utmost to make the to implement the mandate that has been entrusted to me. Now, as I indicated, the Secretariat will issue another call for comments and textual suggestions to member states, intergovernmental organizations, and other entities with observer status, global, regional, and national human rights institutions, and non-governmental organizations with consultative status, with a deadline of 16 January 2022. As requested by the Human Rights Council, I will submit a revised draft to the 23rd session of the working group, scheduled to take place from 16 to 20 May 2022. This session has concluded the first reading of the Draft Convention on the Right to Development. During this session, we heard elaborate presentations on the Draft Convention on the Right to Development and held very substantive interactive discussions with the experts of the drafting group, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development. It is unfortunate that certain states chose not to participate in the discussion on the draft convention. I appreciate, however, the detailed comments that were made by these delegations in the general statements, which have added to our discussion on this very important issue. I have relied extensively to the concerns raised by the EU, and the experts supporting us have similarly tried to clarify and answer to the concerns and comments raised by the EU on behalf of its member delegations. I encourage the EU and others to submit detailed comments in writing in follow-up to this session, even if only to further clarify the substantive objections and concerns. As I've always stated, I would prefer to have a process which is comprehensive and open to all views and welcomes inputs from all sides. I still believe that we can strive for an inclusive, consensual conduct of the work of the working group, and I will continue to endeavor to do so. In closing, I thank you once again for the confidence placed in me and for your support during this past week. On behalf of the working group, I would like to also thank the interpreters and the conference service personnel and the secretariat members for their hard work and support to facilitate the smooth conduct of this session. I thank you. With this, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of the 22nd session of the Working Group on the Right to Development, which has been held in person or in a hybrid format after a hiatus of almost more than a year due to the COVID pandemic. It is my hope that we will overcome the current challenges posed by the pandemic, and that we will all be able to meet again next year in May in a session, which includes all of us in the same room, which will be an important means of trying to move forward in our deliberations. I thank you all once again, and I take this opportunity to conclude the 22nd session of the Working Group on the Right to Development. Thank you.